Thursday night. All the Yuches Teves. Sometimes the scenario is going to be no Gehuches Ribbis. Usually when you buy something with Tashlumen, so you're familiar with the idea of Ribbis, if they charge you more because you're not paying, you're delaying payment. So that could be a problem. It depends how it's structured. Usually it's a problem. You could structure it that it's... But the reverse is also true. Meaning, sometimes you could have Tashlumin and they say it doesn't belong to you till you finish. There is such transactions. But if that's the case, then it turns out the money that you're giving them is a loan because you didn't make a kinyan yet. See, it's like you're lending them money. Meanwhile, you're using the object. So that's ribbis, the other way. You're the one that's lending the money. The buyer is lending the money. So it doesn't become his yet until the end. They structure it that way. Using the object for free. The object. So that's the ribbis. The solution there, if there is such a, is to say that your kona, however much money you're giving, your kona that amount in the object. So this is yours. That amount is yours, so there's no lending of money. You're paying for it, and it's yours, and you're using it. So that's how you solve that issue. That there's no loan. If there's no loan, there's no ribbis. Okay, Chagos Halvavos, we're learning about, we're at the very tail end of the, he splits up in Shariha, and the first of a more philosophical nature, the first half. And then he went off a little on a tangent, and he talked about the Seichel and the different, the way the Yetzer Hara could entrap someone who's adrabba of an intellectual bent, and then he says, okay, you got to stick with Sora, and you know, don't come up with any new fancy mahalchim, which is probably why there was such opposition to Hasidus and to such movements. Were viewed with a lot of suspicion, especially in the wake of Shatzi Tzvi. Akoponim. But there is, if you want to veer from experiment, make sure that you fulfill your basic ab before you go start looking for chumras and the lefnim mishuras adins. But it is a legitimate mahalach, and the Chazal themselves, part of the Mesorah is to do that. First of all, there's a susyog Mesorah, so certainly if it's a siyog, that's legitimate. And he talks about doing chesed, which I didn't understand. I don't understand why that is an example. He talks about doing chesed in addition to learning Torah. And that's, he brings down a Gemara, that's legitimate. And then he says, when you see Chazal will matter such things, I'm not sure what Betzom is. There's a machlokes in the Gemara of Yosef Betainus Nikra Kadosh or Nikra Chote. So maybe he's going with the Maldiyom and Nikra Kadosh. It's good to fast. People fast every Monday and Thursday. But he's talking about now that it's been legitimized already by our Mesorah. It's not like you're breaking with the Mesorah. So I guess it's going according to the Mandi Omar Yosef Tainus Nikra Kadosh. I never heard of Tosefes Betzom. I don't know, maybe he means Mosisim Mukhal Al Kodesh on Yom Kippur. I don't know. Ubetfila, okay, that's. There's also a Betfila. There is such a thing as Tfilas Nadadla. I'm not sure if he's referring to that. Betstaka, that's always good. Ba'azol hariboy mimosri hamozun hamutarim lanu. That's a form of precious. Not to indulge in everything that's mutter. So that's ready from Chazal. Viziru ala shvua b'shem apilu al ha'emes. Umeharbo sadvorim. Not to talk so much. Afilum yu nimlotim in akazov. Even if you're going to put in yoni b'nei yodom, not to talk about people. This is interesting. It's also, you know, don't talk about people. It's just going to lead you in trouble. Afilum hem nimlotim in hagnus. Even if you're being careful, you're not talking lashon hara. It's not a good idea. It's just going to lead to bad things. Stay with that. Umehaflik b'shvach odom. These are all those. that don't talk about, don't overly praise someone, because it's just going to lead to someone or yourself saying, he's not that good. Even if he's worthy of being praised, so Yisabe Begnus HaMakatrim, don't talk even Begnus to those who fall short in their Avodas Hashem. And I'm real, even if they deserve it, unless there's a specific purpose, unless there's a specific goal, unless there's a specific need, unless there's a specific toelas, just stay away from talking about people. So we find, this is called extra, this is called chumra, this is called lefnei mishur hadin, this is called being mosif. So these types of hosafos, which are chumras, or lefnei mishur hadins, they're legitimate, they're not called a break with the Masorah. You just have to make sure, he said, two conditions, he said. One is to make sure that you're keeping to the basics before you start looking for extras, and also you should do it for a good purpose. You shouldn't do it either to feed your yetzahara, to feed your feeling of gaiva, you know, sometimes it could lead to gaiva, to feed your feeling of feeling superior. So you have to watch out for those things, but otherwise they are legitimate. Stop here.